Again, 27 degrees, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. It is our 184th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in right now and say good morning to Gail Sheik. How are you doing, Gail?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
That's great. And where are we speaking to you? Are you at home this morning?
Actually, I'm not. I am sitting in Glenville. I am at Bump's Restaurant with my family.
Oh, you are? Well, neat. Well, where do you make home, Gail?
We live at Brownton. Okay. I'm out in the country, about 5 miles out of town.
On the farm, or do you just have a house in the country?
Nope, we live on a farm.
You do. Okay. And farm some acreage, or what do you do out there?
Actually, our son took over the farm. My husband had a stroke about 15 years ago. Otherwise, yes, we did. We run the farm, and we used to do dairy. We got rid of the dairy, and now he raises beef calves.
Okay, well, good. Well, and you said you are married. Your husband's name is?
David.
David. And how many children?
We have 3 children, 2 boys and a girl.
Okay. And how old are they about then?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, our oldest son would be 40. Three.
Uh-huh.
And he's married and has 3 boys.
Oh, my. You're a grandma already.
Oh, yes. 6 times over.
You look way too young to be a grandma.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Our second son has 1 boy. He was married and is divorced.
Uh-huh.
And then our daughter has, she's married to a dairy farmer. They milk cows every day.
Uh-huh.
And they have 2 children, a girl and a boy.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful. Cool. And Gail, for folks that don't know you, you're kind of new to central Minnesota. Of course, the drummers, you know, we're always in the back row, so we don't get a lot of attention back there. And we probably like it that way the best anyway. But
yeah, that's okay.
You bet. But tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started, playing drums and in music in general? Where does it take you back to?
Well, I come from a family of 12 children.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yes. I grew up by Arlington on a farm. I have a brother, Kenny Dozy. A lot of people know him. He plays concertina.
Okay.
And he started at a young age. He found a music box in my dad's closet. He kind of sneaked it out and started playing. And then my oldest brother bought me a drum set. He said, I think you should play drums. And so we just started practicing, and neither one of us took any lessons, and it just all went from there. And I was about 11 years old when I started playing.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you started on drums right away, or what did you all learn? Oh, okay.
Yep, that's what I play is drums.
Really? Okay. Did you ever pick up the concertina or trumpet or any of the other instruments at all, or try it at all, or you were satisfied with drumming?
Well, I did play the concertina just a little bit. I kind of played out 1 or 2 songs with the right hand, but I just never got into it. And
mm-hmm.
I probably should have, because I really do like the music.
Okay. And did you play in school then, too, as well, then? Did you go through school at all with music?
Nope, I did not. I was never in band in school.
Never in band. Okay.
Nope. And learned it all by ear.
Just by ear. Just kind of self-taught then. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when was your first job then?
Oh, my gosh. My oldest brother keeps telling me that I only practiced about 3 weeks and then I was ready to be out on the road. And I know we were pretty young. We would play in bars.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds funny, but that's where a lot of people played years ago.
Absolutely.
We played at some Legions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the very first job, I don't remember for sure. I want to say Henderson.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And so did you play with a number of bands then before you wound up with George's concertina band?
Well, my brother and I had a little 3-piece band we started out with. It was concertina, drums, and a tuba.
Mm-hmm.
And we played that way for a few years, and then we got rid of the tuba, and we picked up a bass guitar and a lead guitar, and we started the Highliners band. The Highliners band was a Polish-style band.
Okay.
Had lots of fun with that. I played with them for a couple years, and then I got married, and my husband said I had to quit and stay home and raise the family, which I really didn't want to do, but I did.
Uh-huh.
Learned a lot of things about farming.
There you go.
And then after my kids were grown, I got back into music. I played about 3 years with the Silver Memories band out of Lonsdale.
Oh, I've heard of them, yes.
Yes, I had a fun time with them. And then my husband had a stroke, so I had to quit again and take care of him. And once he got better, I got in with George. And this is my 11th year now with George's concertina band.
11 years, yes. And as I'm looking through his recordings, the 6 CDs, I'm seeing your picture on about the last three of them.
Yes,
so,
that is correct.
So you must have taken over for Ray Wells then, because Ray had played for George for a number of years too then, huh?
Ray Valick.
Ray Valick, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And is he still going yet?
Yes, he is. He's over 100 years old.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder he doesn't play anymore then, huh?
That's right. He doesn't get around so well. He's in a motorized chair most of the time. But,
uh-huh.
But good in his mind. He's
oh,
good.
That's wonderful. That's great.
Yep. Yep.
Well, good. So how did George discover you? Which rock did he tip over to find you?
Well, actually, I have an uncle, Marvin Boulow. Our Marvin used to play with the Walla Tickle Band for several years.
Oh, sure.
And George and Marvin got together through some jobs, and then Garfield Ekberg out of New Sweden area.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he plays tuba, and he gets in with many bands. And Garfield called me to come play with them, and we all got together and played together in a parade, and from there it was all history.
Okay.
Yeah, we got along very well, and it went good, and it's still going good.
Well, that's great. And you guys are playing quite frequently, maybe not so much in the wintertime, but I know you come through our area, you stop in at the meat market there on occasion, and heading up to Fergus Falls and up in that area, so you guys do get around.
Oh, yes, we do. In fact, last weekend we just played East Grand Forks, and it was so much fun.
And the weather was good for traveling? You had no problems?
Yes. Yes, it was very good. Mm-hmm.
That's always a challenge this time of the year. You never know, because those jobs are booked sometimes a year in advance, and you never know what the weather's going to be that far out.
That is very true.
You bet.
Sometimes it's very cold, but as long as the roads are good, it's okay.
Absolutely. Any of the kids ever pick up any music from you at all?
I have my daughter plays piano a little bit, and our granddaughter is taking piano lessons.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, what
boys,
do you... Go ahead.
The boys took drums in school a little bit, and our second son also took guitar lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And he played in a guitar group in school, but he never continued his music after he got through.
Okay. So obviously then you don't read music, you just play it by ear, and that's, I know some of the drummers are fancier than I am. They can read the music and know just when to do the various drum rolls and cymbal hits and whatever, but you're like me, you just know the music and you just play along.
That's right.
There you go. Keep it simple and keep it fun.
Yep.
That's
absolutely
right. What do you play for drums, Gail?
What do I play for drums?
What's the name of your set?
I have a Ludwig.
You have a Ludwig set. Okay.
I do. Yep.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. And
this is actually my second set. My first set I sold when I could no longer play, you know, I thought, it's just kind of setting in my way. And the first couple of years we were married, we moved around quite a bit before we got settled in. And so I just sold the set. And then later years when I got in with Silver Memories, I picked up another, and I'm still playing that one.
Well, that's great. Favorite music to play? I mean, are you, your favorite, of course, be old-time polkas and waltzes, schottisches. Do you like the rock and roll or the modern two-steps or any of that stuff?
I enjoy the two-steps a lot, too.
Do you? Do you like to get wild and crazy on the drums, hit them all? Or?
Oh, sure, sometimes. You have to do that once in a while.
There you go. That's great. Some of the fun places you've played over the years.
Oh, my goodness. There have been many.
Yeah.
We've pretty much traveled... Like you said, Minnesota. We get around quite a bit in Minnesota. We've been to South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to North Dakota, Stump Lake Polka Fest. We played there.
Oh, you did that one, too.
Yes, we have.
Uh-huh.
We've been into Wisconsin a couple times. But we love to travel up north. Fergus Falls, Thief River Falls, and last weekend at East Grand Forks, the people just love having us come up there.
That's fun.
They just love to dance. And even when we went down to South Dakota... the people of all ages danced out there. We had young couples with small children out on the floor, and we had people in their 90s out on the floor. I mean, it was every age, and they just really enjoy the music.
Uh-huh.
That makes it fun.
So now when George probably calls up the numbers and stuff, do you recognize the different songs? Like, oh, there's a break in this one or a solo part in this one for the tuba or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. After playing with them that long, yes, you get used to the routine.
You do.
Oh, yes.
Do you sing? Do you do any of the vocals at all?
Yes.
You do? Good.
Yes, we do. Nancy Buckentine plays with us. She's our keyboard player. And, yes, George does the lead, and then we do harmonizing. And there's a few songs that us girls do together. Yeah, we enjoy it a lot.
That's awesome. And are you playing primarily three-piece then or four-piece? I suppose whatever the job will allow, huh? If it pays for four players, then is it George's son that goes along on tuba then?
Sometimes his son goes along. Otherwise, we take Augie Makovsky.
Oh, yes, Augie.
His brother to Wee Willie. Yeah.
Yes, right. I did hear that. Yeah.
Yes. He's great, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he's still in very good shape, and yeah, I think he's pretty much in demand. I think there's a few bands keeping him lubed up or whatever.
I think so.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
Yes, that's for sure. And you mentioned Nancy Buckentine. Nancy is just, she's the daughter of Earl Schmidt, and she is just having a fun time, too, with music in her mid-years, too, now, right?
Yes, she is.
And just a great musician, plays concertina, she plays keyboards, and and I don't know what else, but yeah, she does a great job. So I can see where the two of you, along with George, you guys will do a great job.
Yes, we have a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. Well, Gail, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so it's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Okay.
Sounds good. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, and it is the week before the big game. Yes, just 1 week from today is February 5th, and it's Super Bowl Sunday, a time when folks like to get together and enjoy some fun and fellowship with food and beverages, even if some aren't particularly interested in the game. So come into the St. Joe Meat Market for great meal planning ideas. The St. Joe Meat Market always has a nice counter of beef, pork, and chicken for the full meal menus. For those that simply like to nibble and graze, the St. Joe Meat Market has homemade Swedish meatballs. There's the little cocktail wieners and sausages for serving in barbecue sauce, and the ever-popular meat and cheese trays. Don't forget corn dogs, assorted varieties of burgers, patties, brats, and hot dogs from the St. Joe Meat Market are always easy to prepare and serve for the big game or any occasion. Your party or get-together is sure to be a success when you start with award-winning sausages and meats from the St. Joe Meat Market. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you, and may your team be the big winner. And Gail, for being our guest on the program, we're going to award you with a nice meat package from the St. Joe Meat Market, send that out to you, priority mail, and hope that you and your husband and family enjoy it in good health. And how's that for you?
Thank you very much. That would be wonderful.
You bet. And we've seen you in the meat market on a few occasions, and you've had some of that St. Joe Meat Market product, so
yes, that
works out okay for you?
Yes, it's wonderful. It tastes so good.
Oh, good. That's good. All righty. Well, getting back to the music. I usually ask each and every one, put them on the spot a little bit, and think back if there's any special memory, any special occasion or something that stands out in your mind as you began your playing career or even just recently. You guys get any flat tires or get stalled or any exciting activities at all along the way?
Well, that has happened a couple of times. We had a flat tire one time, and we called AAA and waited for them to come help us out. We were coming back from Sanborn, and then there was one night we had a headlight that went out, and we got pulled over for that. That was kind of funny. But my most memorable job, I think, was a year ago we played down in Minneapolis at a place called the Hiawatha. It was for a skateboarding party.
Oh, my.
That was quite interesting. there was no place to dance. They were just skateboarding in these big, it looks like a big salad bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was fun. We had a really good time. The people were so friendly. And, I mean, when we first walked in, it was a little, we weren't sure.
Yeah.
You know, we drove in, and they closed the gate behind us and locked it, and it was a different experience. But we had a fun time, and we will always remember that.
Sure, and they were skateboarding to the music then, huh?
They were.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh, as opposed to dancing.
Yes.
All right. Gail, as you were growing up and playing, who were some of the bands that you enjoyed going out to when you weren't playing? Who did you like to go and see or dance to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, back then we went to Gibbon Ballroom a lot. So we got to hear the Jerry Schuft, Earl Schmidt Band, the Deutschmeisters Band. There were a lot of good ones back then. The Nightlights, I believe they were called the Nightlights, yes. And, of course, the Highliners. I love that band.
Sure.
They played for many years, even after I was out of them, and always enjoyed dancing to them. I kind of like that Polish style. It was fun.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I guess I can't say I have a favorite band. I like to dance, and I love to play drums, so music's in my heart.
Sure, sure. Have you had the opportunity to sit in with any of the other bands, you know?
Oh, I have. I've gone up and played a few songs with different groups. And
okay.
Just truly enjoy it. They're always fun. It's nice to meet so many different people. There are a lot of wonderful musicians out there.
Absolutely. And you guys probably do a few polka fests, too, throughout the year. And so you get to see a lot of the other bands. When you're not playing your shift, you get to listen and watch other ones, too. So
correct. Yep. That is fun.
Any drummers that stand out in your mind that you kind of tried to follow or you really enjoyed? I know myself, I kind of, you know, I'm interested in all the musicians, but I really do pay attention to the drummers. I always like to see what they're doing.
I guess I watch different ones, but I can't say that I have one particular one, no.
Okay. I know the one that always stood out in my mind was Jerry Schuft's drummer. He could always snap those drumsticks and flip them up in the air and catch them. And I always thought to myself, I got enough trouble just playing, let alone throwing them around.
And I have dropped a stick a time or two.
Oh,
not
yes.
Very often, but it does happen.
Ever had any...
When you get a little wild on those polkas, sometimes it'll happen.
Sure. Ever have any trouble with breaking a head or anything like that on the drums?
Nope,
never had
done that.
Okay.
No.
I think that's more the rock bands that get into that trouble.
Yeah, I think so.
They hit them too hard.
Yes.
Well, very good. Well, do you know what's coming up for George's concertina band as far as the future here? You got a lot of work booked. Are you coming into this area?
At the present time, no. We just played a bunch of jobs in January. Quite a few. I think we had five or six jobs in January that we played. February is pretty quiet. We have, at this point, there's only one job for our band in February.
Okay.
March, we got, March 3rd, we're coming back up to Fergus Falls.
Okay.
And the 1st of March, it's a Wednesday, we're going to be at the Brownton Bar. If anybody, we play German night there every so often, and they put on a big German supper, which is really delicious.
Oh, that's great.
And and then they have live music from 5 until 9 p.m.
Okay.
And that's a fun time. We usually pack the place.
That's great. And finally, before we let you go, I just want to talk about the recordings a little bit. That had to been special, too. I know from my experience, I always enjoyed when I was invited to record with the various bands. And so where did you guys record? Let's see. Let's go back to Volume 4. And that one's kind of cute. Picture of you and George. And who's the older fellow holding the concertina with George?
That's Marvin Blual from Arlington. He's my uncle.
Okay. And then the fellow leaning on the tuba?
That was Pat Sonic from the Gibbon area.
Okay. And then on the backside, you're all facing the other way, so it's a picture of your backsides.
That's right.
But where was that one recorded?
George has always done his recordings at Becky.
Oh, okay. With our Becky. Red ball. Oh, yeah. I'm looking in the cover now, and I see that. Yeah. And so do you go down to their place in Iowa then?
Yes. We go down and stay there right at their house. And Becky does the cooking for us.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yep. She does a wonderful job.
And that gets to be probably a long ordeal for recording because, of course, nowadays it's not quite so bad where they will stop you if somebody makes a blooper and they'll cut it out and patch it in. And
correct. It's kind of amazing how that all works.
It is. It's fun to watch them work. And I've heard good things about Red Ball Productions for recording. I know back in the day, Jerry Minar, JBM, was one of the leading recorders. And also mentioned John Hammond, Hammond Media out of St. Cloud, one of the ones that does a good job up in our area yet. And, of course, Carl. Carl has Flying Dutchman Studios, and he's done some recording, too. So there's a few of them out there.
Yeah,
that do some good work. Okay. Favorite songs to play? Do you have a favorite polka or favorite waltz?
My favorite polka, I would have to say, would be the Ridiculous.
Ridiculous polka. Is that on one of the recordings?
Yes, I do believe so.
Okay, I'll have to find that one.
I don't remember if it was on...
Oh, I see it. It's on 5, volume 5.
On 5, okay.
Okay, so we'll be sure and feature that one in the upcoming segment.
Yes, and I think also on that one, I believe I am singing How Far Is Heaven. I think that's on that same recording.
Yep, it is. It's right after that track number 19.
Yes. I did that one in memory of my father. My father passed away. Well, we'll be 9 years now at the end of February.
Okay. All right.
So, and he loved old-time music. My mom and dad were Prince and Princess of the Polka Club in, who was it, 89, somewhere in there. But they went dancing all the time.
All right. Well, that's awesome.
They love music. Yep.
Well, that's wonderful. Gail, our time has run out, so we want to really especially thank you for taking time out to visit with us today on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I tell everyone, the good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again.
Okay, sounds good.
That sounds very good. So with that, we're going to let you run. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and there she goes, Gail Sheik of Georgia's Concertina Band, our 184th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And that takes us now to 9 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 28 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. Music by Georgia's Concertina Band featuring Gail on the drums. That's coming your way next.